Would you rather only be able to eat at Wahlburgers for the rest of your life, or only be able to watch movies that star Mark Wahlberg for the rest of your life?
Pick a side, stupid. Welcome to Pick a Side, Stupid, a comedy debate show that covers the important issues. Now, here's your host, Sean Carter.
So this week we're talking about burgers for the podcast, for the debate. I did not think that that could carry an entire debate show, and I was wrong.
Right, you are. Wrong you were.
Wrong I was, because we recorded the debate two nights ago, and it was killer.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
Although I will say I was surprised that somebody didn't know Wimpy from Popeye.
Yeah.
Which I thought that was like one of the most famous burger references that you could make. Was
absolutely. Well, I mean, it's because he lost to Mayor McCheese when he ran for office, and that's why he's depressed, begging for money for cheeseburgers.
So yeah, that's probably what it was.
He's a lame duck burger man.
Yeah. But, I mean, that was the question, right? It was like, how would you feel if you own a burger joint, who would you rather see walk through your door is Wimpy from Popeye or the Hamburglar? And what do you guys think? I think this is a legit question.
Wimpy, because he might like talk somebody into buying him a hamburger.
And you still get paid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas the Hamburglar comes in. Although the Hamburglar comes in, he's robbing you. Insurance covers that. So.
But I feel like if the Hamburglar's like, I mean, it might be a bad neighborhood that your restaurant is if even the burgers are like up for grabs by the criminals. Like, I mean, at the same time, though, maybe that's a sign of it's a good neighborhood. If that's the biggest thief, is he's stealing hamburgers, you're not going to have some guy hopped up on goofballs with a knife saying, open the register and give me all the money. And he didn't have any weapons either. Like, he was just going in there. Like, I mean, he wasn't very stealthy because he got caught every single time.
Yeah.
But
he did somehow manage to break out of jail because he's got the prison uniform on.
Yeah, that's true. I bet he was, like, part of a chain gang, and then he just... He just, like, broke that chain, ran off.
Like, maybe he was, like, part of a group. Like, he stole the burgers, the other guy would go for the fries.
Like, I think it would be, like, a good new beginning if you edited in, like, for Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? it was, like, George Clooney, John Turturro, and the Hamburglar. And then, like, the two of them went and did, like... stuff where, I don't know, you end up singing or whatever, and the Hamburglar just goes and steals hamburgers. So, okay, tell me this. If you had to go get a burger right now, where would you go of all the places that you could get a fast food burger?
I mean, I think I'm biased because we just had Five Guys, but I feel like I would go for Five Guys because that was, like, a really solid burger.
We did. We ate Five Guys right before recording this.
It was really... I mean, in this part of the country, I think you have to go to Five Guys.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're on the West Coast, it's probably kind of hack to say, but I think In-N-Out is out's the way to go. Although Fat Burger is really good. If you're in Southern California, check out Fat Burger.
I have been to In-N-Out, and I did not understand why people talk about it.
It was like animal special. Sauce. Like, I've never been personally.
I didn't think it was that good, but that's just me. I think White Castle is the best restaurant to have a movie based around it.
I've never been to White. I've gotten like the microwavable hamburgers from the supermarket.
Oh yeah, how's that though?
They're really. I mean, I think I get what I deserve by purchasing them. Is like the best way to put it. Like it's like, you know, like the bun gets all like rock solid from like the heat, and like the burger's still like somehow cold and clammy.
Yeah,
I believe that is the White Castle slogan. You get what you deserve.
Let me ask you this: what would need to be wrong with your hamburger for you to send it back?
Straight up raw.
Just never touched a grill at
all.
Okay. And then you would send it back. What would you say to them?
I would say, this burger is raw.
All right, pretty
you
simple.
You seem to have skipped a crucial step in the process.
But what if it had onion and lettuce and everything on there and it was all made up?
Still, biting into raw ground beef is a pretty distinct, gross sensation.
Would you rather it be totally raw like that, or be like hard disc weld, not just well done, but like charred through and through.
I mean, that's like, that's gross, but it's not gonna like get you sick. Like,
sure.
Like, listen, I like a rare steak, but fucking raw hamburger is the worst.
Sure. Okay, what about you, Sean? What would have to happen for you to send back a hamburger?
I mean, I feel like I am like a goddamn pig. Like, I'll eat anything really mm-hmm. that's like in front of me. So I really think it has to be something like, honestly, like maybe it might have to be someone's finger would have to be like inside.
You need a
of
finger
it.
In there.
Or like, yeah, something like that's not supposed to be in there. Like,
so you open up the bun. This meat is completely raw. You're like, all right, I guess I'll eat this. But then you bite into it and you feel a finger and you're like, I got to send this back now.
Because the finger, I mean, the finger could be raw too. Like the finger doesn't have to be cooked.
Yeah, probably the finger's not cooked. That's true.
So it'd be kind of hot if the burger was less cooked than the finger was.
Yeah. Okay, so toppings for your hamburger.
So, yeah, I would say, like, bacon always makes everything better, but definitely cheese. Like, I have to have a cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger, so much better than a hamburger.
Yeah. I mean, what is wrong with you if you're ordering a hamburger?
I would be worried. I say that's the person you don't give a gun to. That should be the whole, that, I mean, can we agree on that, NRA? The whole, if somebody just asks for a hamburger? If somebody walks into a place and they're like, I'll have a hamburger, no cheese, well done.
Ooh. With ketchup.
With ketchup. And then you're banned from getting a gun for your entire life.
You go in a database.
Yeah, you go in a database right then. You're on a no-fly list.
Yeah, that makes...
No-fry list, sorry.
No
fry. You can't have fries either. That's how you're going to treat the burgers.
Yeah, that sounds like a person who would then order their fries well done, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no salt.
No salt well-done fries.
Can I get a glass of water, please?
That's what I had with my burger, too. I thought about getting the milkshake, but I was coming back. I went to the gym, and on the way back from the gym, I went to Five Guys. And they were like, do you want a drink? Like, a milkshake. Like, he threw the idea at me, right? Which is, like, unfair. And I really thought about it for a minute. I don't know if you saw that, Sean, but I
did too. He almost looped me in too. It's this whole temptress act.
It's tough to say no to a milkshake. Yeah.
Is there a topping that ruins a burger for you?
Onion.
Yeah.
Onion will ruin a burger. But you like it. I know a lot of people like
onion. I like grilled onion or onion rings.
Oh, yeah.
Raw onion, absolutely not.
Okay, you agree with me then.
Yeah, a raw onion is unfit for consumption.
Like, I'd say, there's like other meats that are on addition to a burger. Like, I feel like bacon is like the limit, but like I've seen like shaved pastrami on burgers.
On a burger?
Yeah. Or like cheese steak essentially on top of the burger.
Oh my God.
Like, even talking about my heart's kind of pounding a little harder. Like, I mean, it's like my arteries already like cringing up.
So egg on a burger.
I'm for it.
Yeah, I'm different. Like, I feel like if I'm making it myself, I'll probably pass on the egg because, like, you know, I don't want to create more dishes potentially.
Sure, but... yeah. I'm not making an egg to put on a burger that I made myself. No. But if I'm at a restaurant and that's, like, one of the options.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. I'll go for it.
And do you like it runny, though, or should it be cooked all the way through?
Yeah, runny.
Got to be runny.
Yeah. Runny egg.
Absorbs into that bun and.
That's the good stuff.
Blends
right there.
With the beef juice. And remember that time we went out to brunch and we both got breakfast burgers? It was like that place in the South End. And then people left and the bill came and it was like really expensive.
What, the burgers or the meal in time?
No, me and Sean got the burgers, which were the cheapest thing on the menu. And
this sounds like a time that we were both dating different people than we are dating right now.
Yeah. And it was a very expensive Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And they just left you with the bill? Like
it was like, there was like a couple of people who were like at the table eating with us. And they were like, they're like, oh, we got to go. And like they each like threw, yeah, like they threw in like $20 each when they had like $45 worth of stuff.
Bullshit. Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. That's like the worst thing. It's like oh, I'm sure this will cover it. And it's like, well, it doesn't.
Here's the thing. So we are on the topic of burgers. And I will say this. If you're getting a burger at brunch, nobody should be asking you to split the bill.
Yeah.
You've clearly made a choice. You don't have that much money. Yeah. You're not ordering prosciutto on top of your burger. You're getting the cheap thing on the menu. You probably don't have a fucking Bloody Mary in front of you. Yeah. Nobody should be like, hey, let's just divvy this up equally. You know, you pay for your $15 burger, which is already too much.
Yeah.
Right.
And you get out of there.
In fact, if you go to brunch and you order a burger, you should never have to go to brunch again.
Yeah.
Clearly, you don't enjoy it. It's not for you.
Yeah.
No, I hate brunch. Like, I don't get, like, the whole obsession with it where it's like, oh, it's like breakfast if you're too hungover in the morning.
Yeah. I mean, if there's a place, I think there's some places that do some fun, like, sort of unique dishes that I don't mind going. But it's like, for me, it's like a twice a year thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You go, like, once in a while to a place that people have been recommending to you for 6 months. But some people do it weekly.
Yeah, it's like, I like good food. I like going to good restaurants, but like, I don't want to get up early on a Sunday to wait an hour.
No.
For like something that costs way more than it should. And I don't like eggs.
Yeah.
Like, I like eggs. Like, I like an egg on a burger, but I don't like eggs otherwise. Like, there's no preparation of eggs where I'm like, this is how I like, it doesn't appeal to me. So it's a needless expense.
Yeah. Fuck that. Somebody asks you to brunch, say, how about Five Guys instead? You go to Five Guys.
Yeah. How about
get an egg on your burger? You're good.
Yeah, just like have them hold. It's like, can I get the egg on the burger? Hold the burger. You know, like, there's your brunch.
Yeah. There's
you.
Your brunch.
I get what I want. We get some bacon in there too. You know, like, they have,
ask
they,
them
pretty
for
generous.
Turkey bacon. There's your brunch. Bring in a V8 and a shot of vodka.
Yeah.
A nip of vodka. There's your brunch.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah. How about we just get some diner food to go and then get 40s and drink in the parking lot?
This is what we call Ted brunch.
it's just buttered toast and Steel Reserve malt liquor.
Well, thanks, Sean Clark and Ted Pettingell,
thank
for being
guys.
My guests this week to talk about burgers. And we're going to hop into the debate here. And I hope you guys will come down next week at Maggie's Lounge, March 2nd, to see our summer camp debate featuring Bill McMorrow.
And what's happening the week after, Sean?
Oh, funny you should ask. The week after, March 9th, I will be recording my first and last comedy CD.
Oh, no. Stop it.
So come out and see that March 9th. Yeah, 7 p.m., Maggie's Lounge.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Thanks for being here. So we're going to talk about burgers for the entire night, which is not my idea, but I'm glad that I can still be bullied into things at 36 years old. But I think it's a good topic in that we all love burgers, right? And everybody that's listening to this will probably be hungry at the end of it. But, yeah, I do like hamburgers. We're going to talk about that for an hour and a half now. So I eliminated, there were 1,000 questions about 1,000 questions about toppings. 2,000 total questions. So we're just going to ask all the ones that weren't about toppings. Here's the thing, I'm changing one of the rules this week. Yeah. I know, right? Maybe you'll like it. Maybe it'll be a good rule before you start booing me. Okay, here's the deal. Normally, when I make a decision, I ask you all to cheer if you agree with me and boo if you disagree, right? I want that to be the same, but with this one exception, if you boo me hard enough on one person, I will bring them back onto the show. Oh. But only once per show, okay? So use it wisely. I'm sick of being booed 8 times a show. So if like half of you are booing and the other half are cheering, I'm probably going to be like, all right, well, that's not the one. But like a couple weeks ago, people started booing me real hard and then started chanting Ben Quick. And like at that point, I couldn't bring him back on the show because we didn't have a rule for that. But I think it's a, I think he should have been back on. So we're going to do that tonight. Okay, so the rules are when you come up here, I'll ask a question. You get a minute, your opponent gets a minute, and then in the second round, each of you gets 30 seconds. Don't go over your time. If you go over your time, you will lose automatically. If you're going first, you have to pick which side you're on. Be clear about which side you're on. If you're not clear about which side you're on, you will lose automatically. Bill McMorrow is not here, so it shouldn't be a problem. And if you are second, you have to argue the other side no matter what. Which means that if the question was like, do you like onions on your burgers? And the first person said yes, you would have to say no, even if you liked onions, which is insane, right? Okay. They are not caramelized. These are raw onions, the type that make you cry. No, it is not delicious. It's a terrible thing. Get up here. We're arguing. Okay. So, first up tonight, our first two debaters will be Caitney and Craig Bitterman.
How do we decide?
Okay, Kate, you did the show last week, so I will let you decide whether you go first or second.
Second.
Second, okay. Craig, your question is from Malin Pavletic.
Oh, Malin.
She asks, Fuddruckers, grotesque sex position or a place to get a mediocre burger?
So as a sexual health educator, I understand most sexual positions, and I have to explain them. Fuddrucker is when you and a partner or partners are working together. This is a team building experience. One person has to be the meat, while the other two, one lies underneath, as I will demonstrate. One is underneath using some form of genitalia. The next person being the meat can have the other form of genitalia, either mashing, and while the other person, the third person, this is, I guess, generally a three-part people thing, position, depending on if you want multiple partners or multiple meat or more bread, if you would like. So it requires multiple genitalia as well. So this is 100% a sexual position as practiced and demonstrated just right here.
Okay. That's an excellent description. However, what you've described is the Jake and Joe's. but perfect, spot-on description. For Fuddruckers, that is really, sadly, just a place to get a mediocre burger. And I'll just add a flat soda.
Okay. So the flat soda is already a deal breaker. But I think for the Jake and the Joes, that's actually when it is all men involved. The Fuddruckers, when you have people of multiple genders involved, so it actually adds a little bit of distinguish from, I think, what you understand. Again, as a sexual health educator, I think I tend to know these things.
It's honestly, really, the difference, it's subtle. The difference between what you've described as the Fuddruckers and the Jake and Joe that has both genders is just that somebody wears a toupee. It's subtle, you guys. Easily missed. Again, watch the film a little bit more closely next time. So Fuddruckers is merely just a
time.
Place to get a burger.
All right. Great starting debate tonight. I gotta hand the win to Craig Bitterman.
Hey, thank you.
I mean, played right into your strengths there.
That actually is my job.
Next up, everybody, please welcome Tyler Morrow. Craig's going first. Oh boy, we are off to a fast start here. This second question is from Zach Jones.
Zach Jones!
Hamburger Jones!
He asks, when that old lady in the Wendy's commercial kept asking, where's the beef? Was she hungry or horny?
Well, from my understanding, this commercial aired when I was a wee lad. So my understanding was she was asking, she was hungry. And I understood that because my naive mind wanted me to believe that. And I'll still continue believing that because the world is wholesome and perfect. And people can be hungry. People deserve to be hungry and people deserve to eat. This is an equity question. Equity answer. People deserve food and can be horny. But people deserve food mostly. She was hungry.
That lady wanted a dick. She was being coy about it. I like it. Because women are sneaky like that. They're good at saying things like that. The men aren't. Men just like, I like vagina. Whereas women just go, where's the beef? And you go, ah. You know, she wants dick. All right.
So while I say she was hungry for that dick. She was hankering for that dick. So she was looking around for that dick. So she got that dick. And then it satiated the horny and the hungry. I'm making it equitable again. Okay. Sorry.
She wanted a Fuddruggers. That's what she wanted. Yeah. Call back. I hope that other one makes the podcast. All right. It was a good one, too. All right. That's me.
All right. I got to hand the win to Tyler Morrow.
Hey there, it's your friend Sean Carter. We hit a little bit of a snag, and somebody said something that I deemed too gross for the podcast. So I cut that part out so that you can still enjoy hamburgers. What you're going to hear now is the tail end of that debate, and then we'll just head right back into the next one.
Now we know where Tyler gets the meat for his burgers. Leave all of this in, Sean.
All right. Well, you see, this is why you have to come to the live show, because you just miss the good stuff if you just listen to the podcast. All right. Well, I got to hand the win to Sean Rosa. Yeah. Next up, could we please have Jacob Noble?
Yeah.
Okay. Sean, do you want to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Jacob, your question is, do you need a burger made by royalty at Burger King? Or could it just be made by the peasants at Five Guys?
The peasants have enough to do. Am I right, people? They got more things to worry about. I need the royalty taking some time out of the hard days. Hard days of bubble baths, massages, hard liquor I can't pronounce. I need them making me a burger because it's going to be delicious. Peasants, they're going to whip that shit up in seconds. I don't need that. I need some gourmet burgers by royalty. I don't know about you, but the peasants have enough. Let them have their day. Listen, they have to do something for me? No, don't worry about it. I got royalty on that.
Listen, I think there's enough consolidation of wealth at the top already as is, so we don't need Burger King's having all of our fucking money again. No, I want a working class egalitarian burger made by a conglomerate of five men. I don't care which men, just make sure that there's five of them. Some of them could be destitute. Some of them could not know how to make a burger. But you know what? We're seizing the means of burger production. Cut off the Burger King's head. Let them eat burgers.
If you cut off the Burger King's head, who's going to make the burgers? The poor people. I don't want them making burgers. I want rich people to do mundane jobs. Jobs they've never, ever done in their entire life. Make them come down to our level. Be with us as people and make me a burger. Sit there and watch five rich men figure out how to make a burger. How to turn a stove on. That'd be an episode on its own. Five guys trying to turn a stove on, and I'm all asking, calling people and texting people, how do I turn a stove on? I don't want poor people trying to figure that out.
Time.
Oh boy, you want like some kind of Elon Musk automated burger? You know? We don't need all these, like, you know, workers making our burgers. No. You know? Like, here's the thing about burgers. Has anybody read Atlas Shrugged? There's like an 80-page monologue all about burgers.
Time. All right, I'm going to hand the win to Sean Rosa.
Again, I'm back again. I had to cut another debate. But this is nice because it gives me an opportunity to talk to you and remind you that you should come out March 2nd and check out the next debate show live at Maggie's Lounge in Quincy, 7 p.m. We'll be talking about summer camp. And while I have you here, I just want to mention Jay Baggett. She does the artwork for the show. You check out the Instagram. You see all the art that's been done for previous episodes. She's killer. Just wanted to give her a quick thank you right here. All right, back to the show. What you're going to hear next is Freddie Loeb versus Veronica Forker.
Everybody, please welcome Veronica Forker. If you owned a burger joint, who would you rather see walk through the door? The Hamburglar or Wimpy from Popeye?
I would rather have the Hamburglar walk in because I feel like he gives himself away right away. He's dressed in black and white stripes. He's got a hat and a mask, and it's like, I know what this guy is about. I'm going to call the police. Maybe I will have fun in like a, because I own the establishment, maybe I could have fun in like a Home Alone way and like trap him. And we could have this fun back and forth with our shenanigans. He's going to steal my burger, and I'm going to try to have him arrested and set to jail, and it'll just be fun. So yeah, I feel like I know what the Hamburglar is about. When he walks in, I will deal with it.
I feel like you're setting up this interaction with the Hamburglar like it's like a role play. Like you're like, you're gonna walk in and I'm gonna take care of you. who's the other guy? What was the other?
Have you never watched Popeye?
I've watched Popeye, yeah.
Wimpy is a guy that always wants hamburgers, but never has money for hamburgers.
Oh, yeah.
He always claims that he'll pay you later for the hamburger, but you give him the hamburger today.
Guys, I don't know if you've heard of this. There's a thing called free promotion. Wimpy is this. He's spreading the word about my burgers. He's telling all of his friends, this is a great place. They just give me free burgers, even though I don't have, it's like a PR campaign, and it's good to help out the weak and the downtrodden. You guys obviously disagree with that.
Well, obviously, I have a good PR marketing campaign anyway that my burgers are good enough to steal. So I feel like I already have that covered. So now there's this thief. Could be accosting my customers or taking advantage of me or my restaurant and everything like that. So... I just feel like that's an easier problem to deal with. If my bottom line is affected by this guy who just keeps getting free food and not paying me for it, like, I'm not dealing with that.
Time.
What did burgers have to do with spinach? That's what I want to know. It's fucking Popeye? I don't know. I feel like you take a character from Popeye that should be involved with some sort of spinach food, and he's just about burgers. I'm just saying there's, like, get some new references.
Wimpy is famous for his love of burgers.
I don't see it.
Well, Veronica Forker wins.
Yeah!
I mean, she won anyway, but you made me enjoy that much more. Next up, everybody, please welcome Chloe Kuna. Yeah. goddamn Freddy Loeb trying to make me feel old as fuck over here. Okay. Yeah. Oh, you knew it? And you're young.
I'm definitely younger than that guy. Yeah. I don't know if that's true.
Am I first or you first?
Veronica, do you want to go first or second?
I will go first.
First. Okay. Veronica, your question is from Zach Jones.
Zach Jones!
He asks, would you rather live in a state that has In-N-Out Burger or no water shortages?
Zach Jones, thank you so much for answering this question, asking this question, because I really wanted to answer it. As someone from California, I do not understand the hype about In-N-Out. It's fine. It's a fine burger. I am just like, everyone goes crazy for it, and I don't understand it. So I would rather not have water shortages. I enjoy like my nice warm showers, baths, washing my dishes, things like that. So many things that involve water that I'm probably not going to think of. So yeah, and also I live here in Massachusetts because I wanted to get out of California. And you know what we have here on the East Coast? We have Shake Shack, and Shake Shack is wonderful. So I would rather have that.
All right, listen, here's the thing about California. I just visited it for the first time this summer. I went to both San Francisco and L.A. And the really fantastic... Am I being applauded for traveling? That's weird. Yeah, I went on a plane. It was awesome. Here's the wonderful thing about L.A. in particular. That place is like post-apocalyptic. And it's so cool. It's awesome. It's like a weird, hellish place where the weather's always nice, but everybody's way too smiley, you know? And I actually did not have an In-N-Out burger while I was there, but like the apocalypse thing is enough. I mean, even the name of In-N-Out is, it's like postmodern. Like, what the fuck does that even mean? Like, what, like... You know, it can be twisted in so many ways. It's like in and out of the plane of existence because
California is a state that literally sets itself on fire every year. they need their water. But yeah, like In-N-Out, like I said, is just fine. And there's so many other places that I say that I like to get my burgers. I like Five Guys. Like I said, I like Shake Shack. I like Tasty Burger. I will make my own. So I would much rather, like I say, have water that I need to boil my potatoes for my French fries.
Listen, here's the thing. The question isn't, does California need water? The question is, which would you prefer to be in? And again... Sounds so fucking metal. It sets itself on fire all the time? Hell yeah! I'm here for that! I'm in 100%. And I'll have a burger while I'm at it.
All right, I hand the win to Chloe Kuna. Next up, everybody, please welcome Lorelei Lyons. Chloe, would you like to go first or second?
Oh, boy. I'll try second. So.
Oh, boy. This is a boring-ass question.
Oh, yeah. Into it. Excellent. Do this.
I'm a boring-ass person.
Hell yeah. So.
Your question is from Sarah Morgan. Sorry, Sarah.
She doesn't listen to the podcast.
Would you rather eat a mediocre burger or a really good salad?
This is a tough one for me because I'm a vegetarian, but I'm on a show about burgers. So you're asking me to break my ethical stance on this to make the funniest answer, and I'll do that. I'll do that. If you put a burger in front of me right now, I would just eat it to win this round. I figure that's enough of a reason to back that. So I would definitely go with a burger.
Right on. I, on the contrary, am also now being forced to break an ethical stance because I destroy meat on a daily basis. I just shovel it into my mouth. I fucking love meat so much. And here's the thing, though. I would still prefer the great salad, and I'll tell you why. Because I feel like when you see those ads with women and salads, they always look so happy. And it's like yogurt. I don't know what it is, but it just makes you instantly happy. And like, I need that in my life right now. Also, like, as a lesbian, like, almost all the girls I date are like vegetarians or vegans, and I just need to like understand the culture better. So, gotta do some research.
So I guess even though I am a vegetarian, I was a big fan of Man versus Food when I was growing up. So I suppose it'd be like a challenge like that. I didn't actually like that show. That was just the first thing that came to my mind. This is a really good response. Here you go.
I'm not sure how to respond to that because it was really good. I'm going to keep eating that salad. Anybody seen that meme right in front of my salad? It's pretty funny. I would eat the salad for that meme alone if maybe I could become the next salad-related meme. That would be great. That's all I have to say. I just feel like...
Time! that question turned out better than I expected. All right, I got to hand the win to Chloe Kuna.
Hey, it's me again, but this is the last time that you will hear me on this episode. I mean, except for when you actually hear me in the episode. You know what I'm saying. Anyways... Quick reminder, we got shows at Maggie's Lounge live the first, second, and third Friday of every month at 7 p.m. Come down. They got a great beer selection. They got good pizza. We'd love to see you down there at a live show, cheering on your favorite debater or booing me for moving on the wrong person. Just come down and have a good time. It's a ton of fun. Okay, next up, what you're going to hear is Jeremiah Broderick versus Kyle Mangan.
Next up, everybody, please welcome Kyle Mangan. Kyle, your question is from Sean Clark. Sean asks, would you rather only be able to eat at Wahlburgers for the rest of your life or only be able to watch movies that star Mark Wahlberg for the rest of your life?
Mark Wahlberg is friends with Will Ferrell now, so at least I can reminisce to a better time of being 12 years old and remembering when things were actually funny, like Adam Sandler, the other guys, and I can't even name another Mark Wahlberg movie. That's how bad Wahlburgers is, that I would rather watch one movie for the rest of my life than eat at Wahlburgers. That place sucks.
You know what the worst thing about Mark Wahlberg is? It's not his burgers. They're tremendously average. He will ruin every good movie. Every movie Mark Wahlberg's in, if you take him out, would be decent. This is true. He will ruin every movie. And that just makes me sad.
He has ruined every single movie, but he has ruined burgers way worse. It has transformed half of Cambridge into vegans. Yeah, that's disgusting. And then he put in another spot down in Scituate in the South Shore. Those people are turning into vegans too now. South Shore of Massachusetts is now woke. Whoever thought that we would say that? Thanks, Wahlburgers. You're doing God's awful, awful work.
Time.
The worst burger you've ever had is still better than the best salad you've ever had. There's a floor that's pretty damn high to burgers.
You can ruin them to a certain extent, but there's still meat and cheese and grease in a ball. I'll still eat it. Rest my case.
All right. I'm going to hand the win to Kyle Mangan. Next up, everybody, please welcome AJ O'Connell. Kyle, your question is from Kateney. Hey. She asks, how many pubic hairs are acceptable to find on your burger? Zero or a fistful?
I am way too much of a pussy to send anything back. A fistful of pubic hair? That sounds fine. It's harmless. That's harmless. Like, most of the people who work in kitchens, let's be honest, they're very, very clean. There's definitely no way that any of those have tattoos in unsightly areas. They definitely don't play games with their genitalia with each other. There's no way that anything could possibly go wrong with any of their pubic hair. That's, I mean, yeah, I don't see any problems here. That sounds way, way, way better than having to say to a manager, I think there's something on here. I'm just not that much of a white girl, I guess.
Was that satire? I think that's what satire is. That had to be all sarcastic, right? I feel like everything you said was a joke and the opposite. Do you believe what you said? I don't think you believe what you said. I don't want pubic hair in my food. Ooh, sorry. That's right. I love sending things back. I'll put my own pubes in there just to send it back.
Live dangerously, AJ. Live dangerously. You need to get some form of germs in your body, otherwise you turn out like those anti-vax kids. Not autistic. I'm not Jenny McCarthy, you nerds. No, just full of disease and chlamydia.
Jenny McCarthy doesn't think the anti-vax kids get autism. I really don't think you know what you're saying. It's just the opposite every time. I don't know how to argue with it. You're just making my points. So, what he said, I guess.
All right, I got to hand the win to AJ O'Connell. And AJ, I do want to point out, you really do get a question every week where it's like you just get the obvious answer. All right. Next up, and lastly, everybody please welcome Zach Jones. AJ.
I'll go second.
Okay. Zach, your question is from Ted Pettingell. Ted asks, what's the worst thing about Chick-fil-A? The fact that they don't serve burgers or their stance on gay marriage?
Look, none of us are perfect. We've all got flaws. Sometimes it takes us a while to understand things correctly. We all take a little bit longer to come around to things. Our brains aren't built to rationalize. It's something we have to learn to do to get better at. So I hope one day that everybody will stop being homophobic. So I hope that's not going to happen in the future. But everybody can make a burger. Come on. That shouldn't be hard. I mean, both of them are pretty low things to jump over. But even, like, notorious homophobes can make, like, an okay burger. Chick-fil-A, come on. You can at least do that. I know it's, like, your whole advertisement was with the cows, but a burger is a very low bar to clear.
I think it's bad they don't sell burgers to gay people. No, but honestly, I think if they made a burger, that'd be worse than them hating gay marriage, because I don't want a Chick-fil-A burger. I'm just kidding. I've never been to Chick-fil-A. I don't know. I'm a vegetarian. This is a sham. If I win, this is bullshit. I haven't eaten meat in over a decade. But, you know.
I just want to also point out that, like, gay marriage is done. Like, we've got it. It's in the books at this point. They can have whatever opinion they want about gay marriage. It's not going to change anything. We got this one down. Supreme Court, 5-4 decision. It's over. Unless there's, like, a constitutional convention or something, which seems like a big waste of time, so they'll probably try it. But it won't quite. They'll still come very close, but they won't be able to do it. So
time!
I think the real problem is that what they can do is make a burger, and we don't want that. I think your stance is that that's a good thing, but my point is I specifically want them to not have a burger because I don't know, they're probably bad at it, right? I don't know what I'm talking about. This sounds right. I'm pretty sure I'm right. Right, guys? Okay, I guess not.
All right, I hand the win to Zach Jones. Okay, sir, so now just you and I have to battle, I need a judge. Jacob wants a judge. Do you want to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Okay.
Sean, your question is from Katie Hamm. Would you rather... His handwriting is horrible.
My handwriting is very
the
bad.
The worst handwriting I've ever seen in my life. Would you rather live the rest of your life as the Burger King or Ronald McDonald?
Ronald McDonald. Yeah. Easy choice. I can pick up extra gigs, like kids' parties. Right? And if people aren't entertained by me, most likely they're scared by me. They're frightened of me. I'll never get mugged. Like, I won't be afraid of walking. If you're dressed as a clown and walk down a dark alley, nobody's fucking with you.
You know, a lot of people are familiar with the saying and the phrase, it's good to be the king. And it's true. It's good to be the king. And there's a second one that's not quite as well known, but equally important. It's never good to be a clown. Of course I'm going to be the royalty. That means that by divine right, I rule above all burgers. That's got to have some nice perks to it, I would think.
I don't want to spend that much time hanging out with Darius Rucker. Okay. I'd rather hang out with sick kids at my hospital and help them and go in and make them laugh rather than a country singer, Hootie and the Blowfish front man, Darius Rucker.
I mean, the Burger King did one commercial with Darius Rucker. I mean, Ronald McDonald had to do a lot of commercials with a lot of... I mean, he did a lot with Michael Jordan, who we all know is now an asshole. We didn't know at the time, but now we know. And if Darius Rucker was that bad, the Burger King could have had him killed. And he didn't, so he must not be that bad.
Zach Jones is your winner.
I agree. I agree with that assessment. Okay. Hey, this has been fun. Thank you all for being here. And we'll be back next Friday, March 2nd, at Maggie's Lounge in Quincy. We're going to be talking about summer camp, and the show will be opened by Bill McMorrow. So I'll see you all there. Thank you. Good night.
That was Pick a Side, Stupid. If you liked what you heard, please rate, review, and subscribe to the show.
All right. Thank you all for listening. I want to say congrats to our champ, Zach Jones, for winning this week. I want to invite you all to come down March 2nd for our next show at Maggie's Lounge, 7 p.m. We're talking summer camp. I would also like to invite you to my live CD recording March 9th at Maggie's Lounge, 8 p.m. Once again, I want to thank Jay Baggett for putting together the artwork for this episode and so many others. I want to thank Sarah Morgan for putting together our website, our Instagram account, our Snapchat, our Twitter account. Also, you can follow all of those things. Guess what the handle is? Pick a Side, Stupid. Easy to find.